My name is Rich Ewing. I live in Bellingham, a lifelong resident of Whatcom County. I'm also the Secretary Treasurer for Teamsters Local 231, where it is my distinct honor and privilege to represent over 500 members employed at Whatcom County. I'm here to speak to you tonight in opposition to the proposed ordinance increasing community oversight and transparency to establish fair contract negotiations. I respectfully ask that you reject this proposed ordinance. The nearly identical item has already been found to be in violation of the law by eliminating employees' rights to bargain collectively over ground rules for negotiations. I've sent a letter to council already with a copy of the case decision. There's no originality in this proposed ordinance. It's straight from the so-called Freedom Foundation's playbook on how to destroy public employee unions by drawing them into costly litigation, an unconscionable tactic that until now seemed highly unlikely for the Whatcom County Council to participate in. This has nothing to do with transparency. The county and Teamsters Local 231 have been participating in good faith contract negotiations for nearly a half century. These negotiations are conducted with the utmost integrity and have produced collective bargaining agreements that provide a consistent and stable work environment along with fair compensation and benefits. The insinuation that there is even the appearance of secret deal making is just plain nonsense. Trying to turn the collective bargaining between the county and the employees into some sort of a reality TV show would only serve to undermine the bargaining process, also a goal of the Freedom Foundation. Remember, the county employees that would be negatively impacted by this ordinance are the same employees who literally put their health at risk every day when they show up to work to provide the essential services for the citizens of Whatcom County during this global pandemic. They were also the first ones to step up to the plate and lead the way negotiating unpaid furlough days in the middle of a closed agreement to help relieve pressure on the county budget. So for these reasons, again, I respectfully ask that you reject this proposed ordinance. Thank you.